This week, Colombia's new president swore in the new leaders of that nation's military. There's a war on. President Álvaro Uribe won office by promising to finally destroy the communist guerrillas who control much of the countryside. Those rebels finance themselves by kidnapping people for ransom and by taxing the drug trade. Colombia doesn't look like a nation at war. The mountains seem like the greenest on earth. Traffic jams the streets of vibrant cities. The leftist guerrillas, right-wing groups that oppose them, and the government rarely battle each other directly. Instead, over the years, armed groups have killed thousands of unarmed civilians. Sometimes with guns, sometimes with machetes. They cut down anyone who won't support them. The government has struggled to stop the violence. By 1981, the Colombian author Gabriel Garcia Marquez was able to recall that Colombian authorities had proclaimed the death of the same guerrilla leader 11 times over the years. Yet the man was still alive, and the guerrillas were growing stronger every year. 3 years ago in Bogota, a Colombian family invited a visiting American to a Sunday lunch. During the meal, in a sunny backyard, a 9-year-old girl started talking precociously about the guerrilla army. Her parents explained that the girl's aunt had been kidnapped for ransom. The family said they were still trying to negotiate her release. And then they politely went on to talk of other things. That conversation took place when there was still hope for peace. Colombia had a new president then, too, who tried to negotiate with the rebels and failed. Now, President Uribe plans a tougher approach, and his enemies greeted his inauguration by bombing the presidential palace. The United States is deeply involved in Colombia, having sent several billion dollars there in recent years. Washington has tried to prosecute its war on drugs without overtly assisting Colombia's civil war, a distinction that has blurred over time. The U.S. military provides training to Colombia's army, an army that's accused of killing civilians. Fairly or not, the conflict has added to the resentment many Latin Americans feel toward the influence of their northern neighbor. The U.S. has concluded that it cannot walk away from the most murderous war in this hemisphere, and it wouldn't be easy to walk away now. When Colombia's president swore in his new commanders this week, the general taking charge of the army was a former instructor at the U.S. Army School of the Americas. Above the ceremony, the military provided security with American-made Black Hawk helicopters. Since September 11, the first U.S. priority has been the war on terrorism. But policymakers know they must also reckon with another conflict that has the potential to last for generations.